injury-wise, Coach?
I feel pretty good. Pretty good today.
I guess since we're on the topic, are there any updates on Ball's knee injury? Or...
Not anything, not really anything to discuss. I mean, he's, you know, didn't finish yesterday, and we'll learn more as the tests come back and know what we've got to deal with going forward.
Did he have an MRI today? Or?
Yeah, he's got one scheduled.
Okay. How did Ray Jackson play in his place when he came into the game?
Ray was okay.
Armstrong, excuse me.
You know, as we talked about yesterday, we did a lot of things very well for the first three quarters of the ball game, and not as much in the fourth quarter. But you know, all in all, really really good victory on the road.
Charles had made kind of a funny comment, just that they were excited to finish that game well, so you could spend the whole week telling them how good they were, and now they're disappointed because of the fourth quarter. You know, is a focus or whatever. What's the balance when you look at how well you got, you know, how much emphasis do you put on that fourth quarter knowing how well you played the rest of the time?
No, we'll tell it like it is. Yeah. Tomorrow we basically just go through it and tell it like it is and own up to, you know, what it was, if it wasn't good, and make sure we point out the things that were exceptional and really well done, and we'll do plenty of that because there was a lot of things that were really well done.
When you start off a game with a kick coverage that pins them back on the 11, and then the defense immediately gets a turnover, and then the offense gets a touchdown based off that, and all three areas interlocking have gotten you a lead within a couple minutes into the game, does that do more for a team than any other quick score when all three phases of it are in on it?
I think certainly the complementary football, you know, the aspect where all three phases are contributing, all three phases get off to a good start in the ball game, and you as a football team, you know, jump out to a quick lead. I think those are all, you know, factors that add up to successful football.
Is there a trick to, I mean, it's the goal of the head coach, obviously, to get those three phases going at the same time, even though – each of their own phases are dealing with their own thing. But your job to kind of get them to play together, is there a trick to that?
I don't know if there's a trick to it. I think, you know, you work hard at preparing, you know, building the mentality you want to play with, everything. I think everything counts, you know, how you prepare, you know, your execution as a result of that preparation, you know, meeting that opportunity. And as coaches, that's what we try to do, and when it comes together, it's very rewarding, you know. But it's about players playing well on game day. You know, it comes down to, you know, our ability for 11 guys to go out on the field while the rest of us are standing back behind the white lines, and the 11 guys on the field be able to, you know, execute the plan, be able to, you know, function as a unit out there in whatever situation they might be in, be able to thrive in that situation.
Were there signs during the week that this was all going to come together, that things were going to come together the way they did, or was the week of practice similar to what you've had throughout the year?
Well, we feel good about the work we're putting in. I feel like it's been productive work. We feel like we're growing as a team. Feel like we're getting better, and I think we all recognize there's still a lot to be done. Now, there's still a lot of work in front of us. There's still a lot of opportunity for growth and refinement and the timing and things like that. So, you know, it's one of those things. We play for Sundays. We practice and everything. It's all about what you do on game day. And so, you know, we put all of our energy into that performance, and then that's over. We're going to talk about it today, and then it's really behind us, you know, and we're going forward.
Obviously, you did your due diligence when you drafted Amari Cooper, but did you have any idea he was this explosive after the catch? And granted, the screen pass was very well executed and blocked, but he still made some amazing moves on that play.
Yes and yes. And those blocks were really good on that play. You know, Rodney, exceptional on that play. Donald, downfield on that play. The receivers, Crab, you know, those guys are all blocking for each other and excited for each other. So it's good stuff. You know, one of the things that, you know, we're starting to see more and more of is examples of a guy will have a good play and then here come a few of his teammates to celebrate with him and they're excited for each other. Good stuff.
Tywan Jones gets more work as a running back than he's gotten probably ever during the game. And he had the big runs, a couple of the nice runs that you kind of expect from him. But for him to get a toss sweep and convert a third and two, how big is that for him to make a run like that? And that's not really what people associate with him.
Yeah, he's a good football player. You know, he's stronger than you think. He's really explosive fast. We just love what he brings. You know, he's a good player. Special teams-wise, he shows up. I mean, he did a heck of a job, matched against one of their really good special teams players yesterday. And then the role that he had on offense, you know, a couple of key third downs that he was involved in and helping us get converted. So he did a nice job.
When you build a lead like you guys did in the first three quarters, but then you allow the opponent to score three touchdowns, you know, late in the fourth, how do you address that moving forward as you're facing other teams? Is that's not something you really want to happen? You want to start strong and finish strong? Or do you look at, well, we have the lead, you know, we won the game?
Yeah, we really don't spend a lot of time going back over, you know, a lot of the negativity. We'll go forward, you know, and certainly, like I said, there are things to learn there. We'll point that out and learn and put it behind us.
What did you see out of Mario Edwards in the opportunity he got?
Yeah, another good effort, you know, playing hard, making plays up and down the line, you know, playing hard. You know, so he's doing a nice job for us.
What about DJ Hayden? His tackling seemed to be really good.
Yeah, the tackling's gotten better, you know, and it'll continue to get better. We'll work on it. We'll continue to stress it and drill it. And I think DJ played very, very well in the game. You know, comes up with a big interception, defended, you know, a talented group of receivers well. He's a good player. He's a good young player. He's getting better every day, getting better every week. And, you know, I'm just really, really happy for him because the hard work, you know, it does pay off. When you have skill like he does, you know, he's blessed with some ability, and you work hard every day like he has, good things happen for you.
Yourself and Coach Norton have touched on Malcolm Smith a little bit in recent weeks, but he had a phenomenal game. Passes, defense, interception, sets the tone for the game, and quarterback sack. What is Malcolm Smith, you know, how is his progression since he arrived here in Oakland?
I think, well, he came here. I mean, he's a good player. So he showed up here ready to compete, ready to earn a role, and it's just kind of grown from there. You know, he's become a leader for us. He's the signal caller for us, and you know, he's a productive guy. He can really run. He could match up on other backs and tight ends and things because he runs easy, has no problem, handles a lot of multiple roles for us, and he's doing a nice job. He's off to a nice start.
Do you think the bye came at a perfect time? I mean, you guys played, you know, well on every aspect football, to start off the game and look back at the first five games. Do you think the bye came at a good time when you came back fresh and just assess what didn't go right? Or?
Yeah, I mean, I think we made good use of the bye. I think the fact that it comes and you basically, as a coach, what you want to do is just do the best you can with that time. As a group of players, you want to, whether it comes early, late, you want to just maximize your ability to utilize that time to your benefit. I feel like we did that as a group, and so now we move on.
In your weekly routine, have you even begun to look at the Jets yet, or does that happen tomorrow or tonight?
No, that's begun.
And your first impressions of what you've seen from them?
I was looking a little bit of last year's game, just refreshing myself. So, no, it's a good group. I know we've got time to get into the Jets, but yeah. It's a good football team.
Considering that both teams have changed coaches and have they changed, is there much you can get from last year's game?
Yeah, just seeing individuals that are still playing in different roles and you know, seeing where there are similarities. maybe get some impressions of them and get some impressions of how we matched up with them, some of the thoughts they may have about us. Just taking a peek.
When you break down penalties after a day like yesterday, I'm sure there's every game there are penalties that, I don't know if you tolerate them, but you kind of accept them because they're aggressive and they're not pre-snap fouls and that sort of thing.
Correct.
That you just cannot tolerate. But yesterday, just first glance, was there a lot to clean up, or was there maybe not as bad as it looked in terms of the penalty count?
Well, you know, I would say there are a couple we can definitely clean up. We don't want anything pre-snap. Okay, so where we had a couple of those pre-snap penalties, we certainly want to eliminate that. And then, you know, where we have aggressive penalties, they're going to come. Just want to make sure we're being smart, you know, that they're coming in good physical play and not at the end of the play or as an addition to the play, those kind of things. So there's an opportunity to learn, certainly from what we saw yesterday. I think we can be better there.
A guy like Donald, who picked up a couple of them, was not really very much of a penalty-prone guy, and he's been around for a while. You don't have to say much to him because he is a veteran, you understand?
So he knows. I mean, he already knows because I've already spoken to him. And he knows that we need, you know, him to remain in control there. You know, where our tackles have been called on, they've been protecting their teammates.
Yeah.
And yesterday was another example. You have to do it within the confines of the rules.
In a situation like that, would you take them out to have them cool off, or you just keep
going? It's possible. I didn't feel like we had to yesterday.
Seems that Derek had a pretty efficient game. Was there anything in the bye that maybe you tweaked or looked at that paid dividends? On Sunday, was there anything, you know, kind of that you guys worked on that you saw better, or is this just a continuation of, you know, the quarterback that you got in terms of how he played?
Well, I would say it's a continuation of the growth of our team, of our staff working hard, of our players working hard, and us collectively working hard toward being a good football team. And you know, I think what we saw yesterday was an example where all three phases played well, and it came together for us. And you know, there's more there. It's not like we arrived or anything, but it certainly was, you know, the best football we played to date. And so we're going to acknowledge where it was good and praise, and then point out the things that weren't as good and talk about the growth opportunities that are there in front of us.
And Derek's going to make mistakes. He's young. He's learning. But do you think his reliability factor, at least yesterday and just generally speaking, seems to be very high, that you trust he's going to make the right choice or find the right guy or put the ball in the right spot? Is that increasing? Has it always been high in your mind in terms of him being reliable, executing what you want?
Yeah, I think I think he's a good young player that is, you know, making strides. I mean, he's growing in our system. He's growing in his knowledge of what it takes to be successful in this league. And each week's a different week. It's a week-to-week league. And very, very quickly we'll move past this one and on to the next opportunity against a very difficult opponent.
What impact does Dan Williams have? He's a guy who puts up a lot of numbers playing that position, but what kind of impact does he have on the defense?
He's very stout. You know, it's tough to run against our front, and having big, powerful people like Dan is a big reason why.
As you after you get out of a training camp and you play a couple games and you really start to learn about your team, you don't really know exactly what you've got.
Right.
For sure. Do you think you know what you got now, or is that like an ongoing process that will be going on through the rest of the year? Or do you have a pretty good idea now, all right, this is where these guys fit and this is what we are?
Yeah, I mean, you do the best you can to have an idea of your group as you go. You learn more about your group. They learn more about you. You learn more about what guys can handle in certain situations and what guys can't. You know, so it's evolving. I don't know that you're ever anybody is just kind of like where it's fixed and it's completely understood for what it can be. I think you're always looking to develop what it might be. You're always trying to find out, you know, how far you can take a guy, what his abilities are. We're always looking for opportunities to develop our guys, you know, to develop them even more beyond where they've been before. So it's a fluid process, you know, where you're working guys, you're creating competition. You want them to be challenged. I don't think it's ever good to have somebody be really comfortable. You want there to be a comfort in the work and the process and all that it takes to be really good.
You guys all set?
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.